John Landecker, 720 WGN. Here comes Mark Carman. Hey, Mark, how are you?
John, I just got emotional. I mean,
I knew it. Hoosier. I knew it.
Give me Gene Hackman for life. Give me Jimmy Chitwood with the picket fence.
Yep. Don't
give me Barbara Hershey and a little bit of a love affair. I mean, all of this it was so good. Give me Ollie on the free throw line with the underhand. Come on,
boys. Don't let me see you. What is it? Don't let the paint dry. Or something like that.
Don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Right. We're going to run the picket fence on them. Yep. All right. So, what a wild tournament. All I have to say, well, it's not all, but wouldn't you agree? I mean, how could you not? Right?
No question. And look, I think we all had respect for the Ramblers. Look, they went to the Final Four in 2018, and Porter Moser is a very enthusiastic, dynamic, walk 5 miles per game on the sidelines coach, and Cameron Krutwig is a respectable big guy, and Lucas Williamson is a sweet senior, and Loyola plays the right way and all that, but I don't think anybody saw this coming. At least I didn't, John. I didn't think they beat Illinois, they kicked the living daylights out of Illinois. Zero drama. So this is impressive, and you know, now they've got a 12 seed coming up here. So there's no reason why you can't. Chips all in here. Let's get back to the Final Four, right?
Yeah, one and done. And just because something happened previously with a certain team, once they get into a tournament game, things can drastically change because it's literally, you know, just one and done, because Illinois destroyed Michigan a few weeks ago in Ann Arbor. I mean, wiped the floor with them. And now Illinois is out. As a matter of fact, I think most of the Big Ten teams are out, aren't they?
It's been an absolute nightmare for the Big Ten. Nine teams. Michigan advanced today, beating LSU.
So they did?
There's, that's one. But look, Iowa got their brains kicked in today by Oregon. It was disgustingly ugly. Illinois loses to Loyola.
Yeah.
Ohio State loses in the, you know, 2 seed, looking at losing to Oral Roberts, the 15th seed. God bless Oral Roberts.
Yes.
Purdue loses in overtime. Wisconsin wins a game, but then they did not look like they belonged on the floor yesterday. So it's really kind of stunning. The Big Ten, all we heard all season long was, you know, how good the Big Ten was. But the reality is that, you know, there wasn't a non-conference season. So the Big Ten was just playing each other. And so maybe, you know, it was just a little bit of an overhyped conference this year. That's certainly the takeaway from the tournament.
Well, I think that's a great observation on your part. You know, there was no outside conference play. Now, was that true of most of the country, or was that just a Big Ten phenomenon?
No, most of the country. I mean, listen, there was a scattered amount of non-conference games. But that's why, you know, for a lot of the Blue Bloods this year, John, they didn't have the same season that they would normally have, because, you know, Duke, who ended up missing the tournament, and COVID played a part in that. In the end, Kentucky was 1-6 to start the season. A lot of the reasons for that, I think we could say. I mean, you never can be 100% certain, but they had to jump right into conference play, much tougher games, and these are highly talented teams. But they were, you know, they get the best recruits, so they leave after their freshman year. So instead of coming in and playing, you know, Idaho State in November and getting their feet underneath them.
Right.
Okay, Kentucky, you know, you got to take on LSU.
LSU
might be, a senior-laden team, and they're ready to kick your behind.
So who are – I get so confused watching the brackets, and with the news, it seems like every day there's a massive change. Who are the favorites that are still in it?
Right, well – look, Gonzaga hasn't lost a game all season long, and the Zags are they beat Oklahoma today by 16. They routed whoever they were playing, I forget, in their first game. So a lot of the pundits out there right now, John, they think that Gonzaga is going to run the table. And there's really, you know, no reason to not think that. They're certainly not giving any evidence that, you know, we should fade Gonzaga here.
Right.
But look, Baylor looked fantastic. So that's another one seed I think you have to, you know, pay some attention to for sure. Obviously, Illinois is out, and Michigan's the other one seed, and the Wolverines are winning, but they're also playing without one of their better players in Livers. So, you know, will they have the enough firepower when it really comes down to?
They wrapped up they looked pretty bad in the last few games of the Big Ten season before the tournament. I think they dropped like 2 out of 5 or something like that. 3 out of 5.
I'll pull up the Wolverine schedules we're talking here, but you're right. They Illinois ended up playing Ohio State in the Big Ten final in the tournament.
Right. Exactly.
That partly was played into, you know, look, you know, Michigan was not firing on all cylinders at the end of the season because of injuries. But they also, you know, this is, you know, Michigan's got some size. They can be a problem. That's not going to be an easy out. They lost 3 of their last 5 down the stretch. Illinois beat them by 23. Michigan State, who played way better basketball, but of course they didn't last in the tournament either, got them as well at least in 1 out of the 2, and then they lost to Ohio State in a tight one in the tournament.
Yeah. Is there any way that Loyola would face Oral Roberts?
Is there any way that Loyola? Well, let's see. there is a way here. We got to go through the bracket to find the pathway here. Let's see. Oral Roberts would not meet. Let's see here. Would they meet in the Final Four, or would they meet? They would meet in the Final Four. They would meet in the Final Four.
No kidding.
It would be before the championship game.
Cool. Well, I hope they all make it. I hope Loyola and Oral Roberts play, because it's like then you've got Oral Roberts against Sister Jean. So
right.
That's a dilemma for some people.
It would be, and the Sister Jean part of this is just amazing. We met you on a level that we had never known you in 2018, and here you are again, just rocking and rolling through a pandemic.
It.
And
yep.
God bless her. You know,
you know it. Well, who do you pick to win it all, Mark? Let's be my last question.
Oh man, I have Gonzaga beating Illinois, so that shows what I know, John.
Gonzaga's still unbeaten.
Yeah, they are, but those Illini, I believe they lost to Loyola if memory serves.
So yes, I believe
so. Call. Yeah, the Ramblers. They could be a little bit overbought right now if they were a stock, but I don't see any reason why they can't keep rolling here through another weekend. And
you'll
have to wait until Saturday to see them play Oregon State. But I mean, it's a pretty good draw. You got a 12 seed coming in here. Cool story with their coach too. And as a kid, he grew up on their campus and was playing basketball in their gym and going to Wrigley Field with his dad. And now he's coaching against Loyola in the Sweet 16. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us again, taking time out of your evening, Mark. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, John. Keep rolling, my brother.
I will. You too.